Hi, everybody. Welcome to Interesting AF, or Interesting as Fuck, on our last episode of season one, which is, you know, season finale, which is insane. Because this was just an idea at a bar once.
Yeah.
And we did it. And so we wanted to, okay, those two programming notes. So number one, we have the second half of Most Powerful Man in the World, and we have three episodes left. Now, given that our illustrious host, Elaine, will be going to Italy in the next coming months, we wanted to take a break from that one and give her like her impressions in Italy and then come back and kind of, you know, see those three episodes through this lens, because the last three episodes are very specific around wartime, which is a little too on the nose right now, you know, and how to deal with scandal and all of that. So, you know, we're kind of giving people, you know, maybe less heaviness over the summer. And then we'll start back up in September with that. But for this episode, we really wanted to just talk about what we've learned and let you guys know that we'll be taking a break for the summer, which we hope you do as well. I know PTO in some countries is low, but, you know, take a break.
Reset, use it.
Use
every single second of it.
Exactly. And then, so I don't know if you want to take us away, Elaine, on what you've learned.
Sure. Oh man. I've learned quite a bit. I think one of the main things that sticks out to me is that, like, I have an opinion on everything. Like, even something I may not necessarily be. Man, I wish you guys could see what's going on Linda's screen right now. But there's a lot of sock puppets, like, in her face and attempting to be put in her mouth, maybe in her ears and up her nose. So yeah, just figured I'd give the play-by-play while that was getting cleared out. Anyway, I have an opinion on anything and everything.
We keep it real here, as it were.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Which, like, some people may hate, but it's helpful for this podcast, that's for sure. Even if it's not so much that, like, I have an opinion on something, I like to talk through things. And so even to be able to come to a decision or an opinion by talking through both sides of it, which I think we've done several times on here. And then also, like, clearly we're having fun. Would you say 37 episodes this will be? That's insanity. Like, so we're clearly having a good time. I think there's a lot of, like, we could take a lot of the lessons learned in terms of if anybody out there wants to help with the sound engineering side or the editing, like, we are not efficient in this at all. So I think a lesson learned is, like, we could use some help, which is oftentimes, like, a hard thing for people to admit. But, like, I'm having a good time.
And
what about you?
And I think, I 100% agree. The thought process is, you know, I thought I was intellectually curious before, and I think we both thought we did. But I think this gives us the space to just work through something, like you said, right? So we have, like, a set amount of time, and we kind of know what we want to talk about, what we want to kind of the theme, but really kind of it's an exploration in kind of your brain a little bit of what you, how you really think of something, how you're getting to a conclusion, and how you're getting to your opinion. I think, you know, everybody has the right to their opinion. The idea is it substantial? Is it thought through? Are you just having an opinion because you're repeating it, or are you having an opinion because you really thought through it? And I think that's what kind of allowed us to do a little bit as well, kind of talk through and kind of show people that, you know, we're, you know, smart people, we'd like to think, but that doesn't mean we know everything. That doesn't mean we don't doubt things. That doesn't mean we're not wrong a lot of the time.
We're also allowed to change our opinions on things.
Yes. Ooh, I think people have not. And I think that's comes down to the whole social media, like, throw up, which I'm calling it throw up. Now I'm not calling it backlash. I'm just calling it throw up because, and you heard it here, because that's all it is. Like, people listen to something, make a snap judgment and throw up. And no, we're allowed, you know, obviously there are some red lines and we can talk about those till the end of the end of the world, but you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn and update your opinion and evolve. And I think that's also something, you know, I've learned, right? Like, that my brain does look for kind of that outlet to say, let's go, let's think about this, let's think it through. And honestly, this has been such a great outlet for me. Work has been very difficult this year for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a great thing to go beyond just work and have a different, like, part of me exude itself type of thing. Minus obviously the sound engineering, which please, for the love of God, somebody help us.
Well, I think that's another lesson learned, is like, we recorded an entire season, not just of like our regular show, but like the Doc Is In, which we also really like. And so I think we can take the summer to obviously, again, take vacation and kind of like get more developed for next year and double down and commit to realizing, like, I think we've got something interesting, pun intended here. So like, how do we take this to the next level? And I think just because, like, we're two working moms, like, sometimes that it hasn't happened yet, right? Like, we've clearly put time and energy into this. But I think the lesson learned is, like, we did have fun. It is a good outlet. We keep seeing topics that we talk about, like, a week or two later, like we'll see up. Maybe that's just our phones listening to us, but like, right after we did the third place thing, I kept seeing, like, all of a sudden everyone was talking about it. So I think we're, you know, not onto something. We're clearly not, like, coming up with something that doesn't exist before, but I don't know. I think we bring a unique perspective and it's something we want to continue investing time in.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think these topics are coming up because people really want to know about them, right? So, and you know my theory. I've told you this. My theory is, we have really big problems right now. Like, in the world, we're facing, you know, male loneliness. We're facing economic distress. We're facing all these things. And my thought process is that we don't have the big thinkers of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s because we're too busy answering our emails and reacting.
Yeah.
We're not taking the moment to think. And I sincerely hope that the people that come in and listen to this, you know, also you're listening to us, but you're also thinking about what we're saying, right? You're thinking about how you connect to people and how we kind of move forward through this earth to try to, like, make some sign of purpose or kindness or, you know, even kind of progress. And I think that's what this podcast has also taught me, that I am not thinking enough, and which is wild to say because I think all the time, but I am not truly, I'm just reacting. I'm like going from one thing to another, from sock puppet to other things. And I think, you know, this really gave me, you know, a moment to really go, oh, I'm going beyond, you know, getting lunches ready and signing up for things and doing all this. Oh, this is a thought process around, you know, how we see that. And I think to your point, you know, we will be taking the summer to recharge, but we'll also be taking the summer to think about where we take season two, think about, you know, the Doc Is In. And I will say, the Doc Is In has, like, blown my mind consistently and constantly, and I cannot wait for season two. Like, I have a feeling, like, there's so many things down the pike that, like, you've kind of kept, and I'm like, I feel like, you know, it's going to be wild.
Well, immediately after we finish the Pope documentary, we know where we're going. You know where we're going.
Is it the
12,000 feet under the water? Because
yeah, we are.
Because.
Why did you do that?
Because.
Pop.
Because. Snap, crackle, fucking pop. Because we share a lot of memes and reels. I don't know that there's a single topic we shared more on than the fucking Titan submersible.
Oh my god.
So get ready.
So you already know what our second doc is in is. See, look at us planning already.
We're already so planning ahead. We're like so spur of the moment this season where we'd be like the day before we'll be like, what are we fucking talking about tomorrow?
what are we doing? Which, you know, I feel like we are, but I feel like we also like need to be stir of the moment in case, you know, there's topics that come up and stuff. But yeah, second one is going to be the Ocean Gate one. So if you want to take the summer while you're at the beach,
there's two. There's the Netflix one and there's one on Max from from Discovery Plus.
Okay, I'm going to have to take a look at that. God bless.
The Netflix one is anxiety inducing, but I mean, so is the other one, but just not really is anxiety inducing.
I feel like we should release our like texts.
Receipts. Yes.
The receipts of going, what?
I will.
Oh my god.
Put some on the Instagram page. Some of the highlights.
Oh my god.
Mother of
Pearl. Oh my god. Mother of Pearl. Or mother of the heart of the ocean, whichever one you would like to pick.
Oh man. So here's a question for you. What was your favorite episode? And then what was your favorite Doc is In episode?
My favorite episode has got to be the dating one. I really love
that. I think that's mine too. The dating and the love one.
Yeah.
I think that one ended up being like an hour.
Yeah. And we just like started like, we did at night too. So I think we might want to try to do more at night with beverages.
Yeah, more with alcohol.
Yes. Always more with alcohol. Yeah. I feel like that's.
Although the chatbot one's probably my favorites too.
Did you? Speaking of chatbot one, did you see there was an article which I've bookmarked, but I haven't had a chance to read, where a guy proposed to his chatbot girlfriend and she said yes.
But to me, that's not even like the lead story. The lead story is like the dude would leave. He's married. Did you not see this part? No.
I just saw the article and like linked it, but I didn't see there was a video. I guess I saw something that was just like a thing and I like saved it to go read later.
He's married and said that because like a person like asked the wife being like, well, what do you think of all this? And when the husband was asked, like, what would you say to your wife if she was like, I would really prefer you not do this, or you should do less of this. This is unhealthy. He'd be like, I'd have to think about that. Like, I'm pretty sure he would leave his wife for his chatbot is essentially what he was not saying, but saying.
We're broken, man.
We're living in the upside down.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
And I think when we talk about how we connect to people, we're clearly missing on, you know, connecting with other humans if we're now connecting to technology instead.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's a lot of the time where we don't know how to talk to people, you know. Very interesting story. I asked out a friend that I wanted to go to happy hour with. So like I've worked with this person for a long time. And like one time we were on a call and I was like, you know what? I want to hang out with this person on a personal basis. Let me just ask her for help. And I was so nervous about it. I was like, what if she says no? What if she doesn't want to hang out? So even the most self-possessed person, which I find myself, you know, pretty like, you know, I was like, oh my God. Can I do this? You know, so like, I think that's, the anxiety of rejection, I think, is one of the biggest factors, I feel like, yeah, for most of the time, because the chatbot isn't going to reject him, right?
Right.
They're never going to say no. They're never going to say, you know, I don't think this is a good idea. But I think that,
no,
an episode alert for fear of rejection.
Ooh, yes. Oh, I've got a lot to say about that. Shocker.
Ditto.
The one who's had to make cold calls very often. Like,
oh yeah,
I've got good stories. Yeah. I've got really good stories for that one.
I bet you do. Yeah, fear of rejection. We're gonna do that one. But I think that's, you know, it happens to everybody. And I think, you know, if this guy is married and he's talking to this chatbot, clearly he's not connecting to his wife, and she's not obviously also connecting, right? It's a two-way street. I don't think it's all like one person or the other, but
right.
You know, so
there's a tiny person lingering.
There is a tiny person. You want to say?
Hey, buddy.
And so, you know, and that's kind of the essence of why we started this, right? How do we connect to people? How do we keep that connection? And how do we make new connections? And what do you talk about?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think fairly during this whole process, I've really just learned that we really want to just learn more, talk more, and connect more, which,
yep,
you know, I feel like is a great tagline if we wanted to.
Oh, I like it. And we definitely, just learning more about like this whole process, like how do we get subscribers, listeners, followers, right? Like, those are lessons to be learned, I think.
Oh, for sure. I think one of the things, I think we've done pretty well. I think we're around 500 listens, which is pretty
sweet.
Pretty good.
Exactly.
So once we hit 1,000 listens, that'll be like a whole thing. But yeah, I think, how do we spur more people to listen? How do we kind of engage with that? So I think that's one lesson, again, like you said, to be learned, something maybe we'll try to you know, read more, learn more, over the summer, and maybe discuss here, because I think, you know, nitty gritty, yeah, I think is always nice to talk about and explore. So yeah, that's one of those things. Another lesson I think to be learned is really getting feedback from people. I think I've had like some feedback from some friends that I've shared the podcast with, but not really like kind of people that don't know me and want to spare my feelings. Not that I have friends that want to spare my feelings in that sense. Like, I think I have pretty honest friends in that. But like, you know, brutal honesty only comes from strangers or people that hate your guts.
And putting yourself out there. That's where it comes from, right? Like, we're putting ourselves out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes guts.
But yeah, that to me is kind of what I've learned, like, in total. Like, how do we engage? How do we, you know, put out content that is interesting to people? And I think we've got that. I think there is a lot of information that people want to learn. It's just how to get it in front of people that, you know, want to learn it. So,
yeah.
So that's, you know, goals. I know we were talking about lessons, but I feel like we've dipped into goals as well. So
for sure. For season two.
Yeah. Yeah. Season two. Oh my, I can't believe that. What? I can't believe.
I know. Wild.
It was only yesteryear where we, you know, did our first one, where then I proceeded to lose the episode, which then we had to re-record.
Which we then read up because we sounded like we were underwater. Again, we're learning.
Exactly.
For real. We're learning.
And then The one where we tried to record but found out that the thing that we had chosen didn't do for dual, like it had, you had to be in the same space.
Yeah, and then also when we were traveling together and realized, like, yes, we can run out of space.
Yes, we can. Or power. So charge.
Yes. Oh God. We're not technical.
Yeah, the travel one was also, I have to say, number two.
Just opinionated.
Travel was really good. Yeah, yeah. That was really good to one. Like do together.
That was I'm trying to think of what my favorite Dokuzen would be. Because that one I just have so much fun. Because that's like, that's an idea I've had for about a decade at this point. So again, not original, just fun.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, it's, I think it's all about how you do something, right? It's always about the how.
Yeah.
Which I always like think is the devil's in the details, right? I don't know why I keep going back to It Might Get Loud.
Oh yeah, that's such a good one. I keep going back to Man on Wire because it's just such a good movie. That's
such a good one. Like my brain, like trying to like think of them, and that one like is the one that like I just coalesce.
Your reaction with the this is a robbery though is such a good one. Hold on, what I can do, which it might be that one, I can pull up pretty quick.
The what the fuck meter?
The what the fuck meter, and we can talk about which one got your biggest rating.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. So. And you had a couple here we go. Of them where you had, yeah.
All right, let's see. The number one biggest what the fuck a meter was SNL 50 years of music.
Inject that 10 minutes into my fucking veins. Like just inject it. I want to live off of that. That like would power my battery for the entirety of my life.
And then the second is the second part of This Is a Robbery. You gave it a 20 out of 10.
Oh my God. That episode, man. Man. There's so, like, I mean, come on. Like, and then when they like played us where it was like, oh, we found the painting, the seascape. I was like, really? You toying with us like that?
Just for a stupid fucking movie. God damn it.
What movie was it either? Like, do we even know what movie it was?
I have no idea.
I'm watching it on principle now.
No.
You don't.
Not doing it.
You don't. Nope. No, thank you. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I just love this episode. Like, I love this podcast. Love talking to you more than I usually do anyway.
We do have a good time.
How many like actual like mediums do we talk through?
Oh dear God. 10?
Probably.
Teams. Instagram.
Email.
Here. GChat. Email. Two kinds of email. Work and personal. I'm at 7.
That's right. 7.
We can throw WhatsApp in there.
We have done that.
Signal? You want to download Signal and discuss?
I have Signal. My husband's all about, I need it to be encrypted. So 8. We'll get to 10.
We could totally get to 10.
Totally get to 10. And like, this isn't just like, oh, once a week type of thing. It's like
legit much. Conversations going at like braided simultaneously. 3 different strands. If we could chat on New York Times games, we would. So I'm right there.
Which I'd probably get like immediately kicked off for like all the things that I want to do to connections.
I've only gotten one guest because I took one more look and was like, get fucked. Today's connection is fucking stupid. We should totally do an episode about New York Times games choosing violence.
Yes, constantly. And I would also be remiss not to have to have Purple have its own episode.
Yes, 100%.
Just Purple, and just be like,
fucking all the words start with the first three letters of a breed of dog. Fuck you.
Yeah, and like how am I supposed to get that first? There's no way. How? It's always last.
Yeah. How drunk are these people? Like, what happened to you?
Yes. What happened to you in your childhood?
Who hurt you?
That, you know, hurt people hurt
that you
people.
Need to take it out on all of us. Stop taking it out on me. I just want to do it over my coffee in the morning before my child wakes up. The long-term due to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. I just want to fight off mental disease. Let me be at peace.
You please, just let me do it. And just let me just have this, like, slow...
Strands, too. Strands can get fucked. Like, kick rocks.
I've tried to do strands, but then I'm like, I look at it, and I'm like, I don't... My brain, it can't.
I know.
But sometimes I do it. But, like, I guess, like, maybe over the summer, I'll be able to do it more. But, yeah, that... Yeah, get wrecked. Get wrecked, New York Times.
Yeah.
Word games.
I love you. Like, literally do it every morning for 5 years at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Wow.
Lots of lessons learned. Lots of lessons to be learned. Lots of goals.
Yes, lots of goals.
I think
and lots of more fun to be had.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think the second it won't be fun, that's when we'll be like, all right, well, that's all, folks.
It's been real.
We did it. Bucket list checked.
Yep. Which is also totally fair.
Yeah. You know, we have something out there. We have something out there. But yeah, well, all this to say is we'll be back for season two.
Yeah.
Hope everybody enjoys. Yes. In mid-September, please send us. And we will start with The Doc Is In. So it'll be kind of, you know, that. But we'll start with The Doc Is In, the last three episodes of The Pope. The most powerful man in the world.
Most powerful,
Narrated by the great Liam Neeson, which I could listen to for my entire life. All day, every day. And it's free. So if you just Google it, you'll find it for free. If you're interested in the first three episodes, it's the, you know, a couple episodes before. I've loved going through this journey with you, Elaine. This has been magnificent.
Yeah.
I've had so much fun, and I can't wait to have more fun, Elaine.
Yay! Fun!
Fun! And, you know, I don't know if you have any other thoughts. Otherwise, we can roll it in.
I love it.
All right. Well, take us out, Elaine, for season one. Finale.
Stay interesting.